Welcome to the Dental Business Guide podcast. From money to marketing to management, this podcast will help you run a better dental business.
Welcome to the Samara podcast. I'm George, and today I'm with our very own social media manager. Are you a social media manager or?
Social
media expert, Nikita Kander. Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Hello, George. How are you?
I am very good. Yes. Right. Let's just dive straight in. So we're going to be talking about social media. So that's, you know, your forte. So I've been reading up on things you've written and that lot about social media and whatnot. And really just start off with why should businesses use social media? Why should we even bother? Why not do things organically and that lot?
I think in this day and age, social media is such a big thing that I think if you're not using it, you're silly, to be honest. I mean, it's something that you'll grasp your audience, your viewers, you'll grab sales from it. Any sort of business, doesn't matter what it is. Obviously, we're talking specifics like dentists, dental businesses. Yeah, yeah. Definitely, people want to see what's real nowadays. So, you know, if you've got before and after pictures, if you've got anything real, videos of your team members, just everything, people want to see what's real. They will straight away go to search for you on Google. So I know if I've ever wanted to look up a dentist or anything like that, I'll straight away go on and look at their social media, because I think that's okay. Just the time that we're living in now. It's just something that everyone is doing, and I think you definitely need to have.
Yeah, because 5-10 years ago, social media really wasn't a prominent thing, but as you say, like nowadays it's just, it's everywhere, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. Did I read somewhere like once it's 1 in 3 people in the world have Facebook or something stupid like that? You know, it's ridiculous.
It's just growing on another level, and especially Instagram, Facebook, the two main things, I think. It's just growing on, especially for businesses. I was speaking about this the other day. Instagram for businesses is such a big thing now. They actually have made a business account, so you can have a normal account on Instagram, or you can have a business account, which just unlocks so many other features for businesses and just you know, helps you build up your revenue, make more money, you know, get more clients, get more followers. It's just so much more you can do.
Right. Okay. So, all right, let's say I'm a practice and I want to start making a social media. I don't have the resources to do all of them, because I think there's like, oh well, it's Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Is MySpace still a thing? No.
No.
Like, you know, there's so many different social media. So which one should I choose, and why, really?
So if you were to start a dental practice, I definitely think Instagram and Facebook are the two that you should definitely start. It's just a no-brainer. Yeah. Especially these days, if you're trying to reach, you know, that young market as well, then Instagram 100%. I'm like Instagram pro. I'm like, you have to get Instagram. It's like the way to go. And of course, it's not expensive. It's free to sign up. So it's not like you have to be spending money. If you don't have the money to spend, you know, when you do start your business, then it's something you can do for free.
Okay.
I would just say start with a plan though, kind of know what goals you want, what you want out of it.
Right.
So
okay.
Just start with a good business strategy. I would always say start first with what are your goals?
Okay, that's really so. Which one would you choose? You're an Instagram, advocate. Yeah. So would you always just choose Instagram over everything else then?
I 100%. I think I'd use Instagram over any other of social media apps.
Right. Well, what are the main differences between all three? Like I said, the three main ones are what? Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah. What about Snapchat? That's a Do people use that still? Or
Snapchat was more of like a craze. I think it's still used, but with like younger kids now.
Yeah,
it's just more of like messaging and photos, and just like it's more about filters, and it's not really something that, I mean, I guess if you're like a really big brand or a celebrity, it's good to have Snapchat because I guess your followers can watch you. But, you know, for a business point of view, I don't really think you need Snapchat. Something that more younger kids used, to be honest. But at the moment, like Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, yeah, definitely. And also YouTube is another angle if you're making content, creating videos.
Yeah,
I definitely would say, but Instagram is more visual. I think it is great for growing businesses. I think Twitter's more, you know, quick comments, it's like newsworthy. And then Facebook, I guess every kind of business probably has a Facebook page. So I definitely think it's got the social aspect, but definitely business features as well, because Instagram and Facebook are linked now. So right. If you are setting up an Instagram business page, you will have to have a Facebook page already set up there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so it's just, yeah, it's important just to know which platform you think is best for you, and then what will reach your, you know, your viewers or your followers or your clients. Yeah.
So obviously, that, you know, there's, you know, millions and millions and hundreds of millions, if not billions, of Instagram accounts and that lot. And probably there's, like, would you say that every practice probably has an Instagram, whether or not they use it or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think nowadays everybody's got a page, an Instagram page, whether they use it or not. And I mean, you know, some people have done this whole fake followers thing, so it make them look like you've got thousands of followers.
I like follow bots and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother episode, probably. But yeah, I would recommend don't do that, because people won't see you as being authentic.
Right,
and I think that's one of the main things, is definitely be true to yourself, definitely be authentic and be real with your followers and people watching. Otherwise, they're not going to trust you and they're not going to want to come to you for business.
Right. So how would you stand out then between everything else? Because obviously, you know, if we're going along with a sense of every practice has an Instagram, how can we stand out? How can we be that one shining object in a sea of black, really? So
yeah, no, well, like I said, definitely be yourself, be authentic, but don't, you know, just see you again, your goals, what you're trying to achieve, you know, look at your team members, what do your team bring to the table, and see, you know, people want to see that real aspect of it. They want to see your team, you know, being bubbly, having fun, being happy, not just this whole, I think Instagram has also turned into this whole posy lifestyle, show the fast cars, like this and this and that, and this glamorous lifestyle. But I think if you show that you're real, I definitely think you will stand out. But make sure you engage with people, because that's another thing that a lot of these bigger Instagram pages or people with thousands of followers don't do. They don't engage with their followers.
Right.
They don't reply back to them with comments, or they don't, you know, they don't talk to them. So people will feel like disconnected in that way. Yeah. And then they might unfollow you in the future, because they'll be like, oh, you're not engaging with us, so why do I need to follow you?
Okay.
So definitely think, get to know people that are following you.
Right. So, okay. So how often should I post an image or a video or something like that? And what kind, like, would you stick with a schedule, or is it more or less a sense of just put things on ad hoc? Like, would it be good if I put on 5 photos in one day and then don't do anything the rest of the week, or, you know, what really?
No, yeah, I definitely think it's a daily thing. You have to commit yourself daily. So every day I would be posting, especially with a new business, every single day, post something, even if it's, you know, one video a day, one picture a day, one advert a day, you need to be posting daily. Like, it is so important, because the more you post, the more engagement you're going to get, the more followers you're going to get. So I definitely would say, you know, start with a minimum. If it's just you on your own or a small team, start with minimum 1 hour, but I would say spend a few hours. I mean, and if you can, get a social media manager if you can, to just manage all of the accounts, because it's so important that it's going out at certain times, certain like days as well. I'd say Monday to Friday, think about what you're going to post. So with obviously Samara's Dental Group, every Monday we do a poll, every Monday, Tuesdays like tips, every Tuesday videos, Wednesday, Thursday lives, Q&As. There's so many things you can do, but I would set a day where you do it every single day, and then you'd kind of see afterwards, okay, what days am I getting the most engagement, and then you kind of start to see what works.
Okay.
So once you start doing it daily, it really helps you with your insights, and you start gaining all this information of your followers, really. And so it really, really helps you for your business to see, okay, what's going to work and what's not.
Okay, well, that's really cool. So really it's just, you know, just making sure you stick to a schedule. And like I think you're saying how Instagram's got business pages, so is that kind of like an analytics, so you can see where your posts are, what hours of the day, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So that's really important, and I really love this feature, because Instagram business page allows you to see your insights. It allows you to see where in the world, which countries your pictures or videos or content is reaching, you know, how many males to how many females it's reaching, or, you know, the age bracket is really important as well, because you want to be seeing where is your business, who is it reaching to, the age bracket, is it the right age bracket that it's going to? If not, then you need to do something about that. Yes, it shows you all these minute details, which is really, really important. It just shows you who's, you know, exited your story of who's gone back to look at it, who's clicked on your website, who's clicked on your profile, how many people. There's so much information you can gain from just an Instagram insight. It's really, really useful. Yeah, it's really, really good. So I do recommend that you switch to a business profile if you haven't done already.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So, okay. So I've got my schedule sorted. Now, do I post just photos, just videos, and sprinkle in a bit of both? Or do I put on a video on like a certain day of the week, or what really?
No, so I'd say, you mix it up. So you do like photos, videos, ads, do some lives, Instagram stories. The stories are different to the actual post. Stories are something that just lasts 24 hours. But you tend to get more viewers on a story because it's a quick view and it comes up on the homepage. The people just always tend to click straight away on the story.
Okay.
So I think that's really important to make sure when you do. What I do is when I post on the feed, the actual page itself, I always go and post it on the story as well. So I'll be like, click this new post or click this new
and
blog.
Swipe up and all that.
It's kind of like an ad for the page, really.
Okay.
So people that will see it on the story will be like, okay, cool, they've got something new, a new blog post out, let me go onto their page and read it. So it's really, really important that you kind of sync the two.
Okay, so should I, so with social media and that lot, I found that people are very much like, they don't want things being thrown in their face, so basically try and keep things as not organic as possible, but more or less as we're not trying to gain a following on that lot, but you can if you want. So don't really, are you trying to say like, don't push like follow us and don't push to go on our website and all that lot? Because I think that can scare people off in that sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. I wouldn't be pushy with it because again, like you just said, it will definitely scare people away and they'll be like, well, they might follow you and then they might unfollow you. You want to kind of keep those followers and you want to keep the authentic followers as well. So that's why I was saying definitely engage with people. If they do comment or they do send you a direct message, I definitely would reply to that. Make sure you're quite, quite quick with the response as well. It's again with Google reviews. I mean, that's another whole podcast, but definitely reply straight away if you can, because it makes them feel like, oh, there is somebody there behind that screen that actually cares and takes time. Because a lot of with these social media pages, they're all, like I said earlier, they're all about the glitz and the glamour and they don't respond to people. So I think if you actually have that response there and engagement there, they feel like, okay, this is a trustworthy brand. There's actually somebody there that takes the time to respond.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay. What happens if I'm doing a schedule? I'm doing my photos, my stories, all that. Like, I've got a color scheme going, the whole shebang, but I'm not getting the following. You know, that no one's, it's not really picking up traction, et cetera, et cetera. So what can someone do to try and change that up?
Yeah, I would say just keep going, because the thing is, when you start off on any social media page, you're not going to get the following straight away. It's just how it is. It's just you need to stick to it. Stick to posting every single day. Stick to your plan. Stick to what you're doing, your content. Keep pushing out. Even if one person or two people see it, you know what? That one person, two people, in a month's time, it might be 20 people. It might be 200 people. So what I would say, just keep doing it, because the more you do it, the more you will
repetition
get seen.
Is key. Yeah.
Yeah. Repetition is definitely key. And I think don't get put off by, oh, I posted a video and it's not getting like 1,000 views. The thing is with social media, it takes its time. If you want real authentic followers, it definitely takes its time. And that's just what it is. So give yourself time. Don't just think, oh, this isn't working because one person or nobody's seen it. It really does take a while. And if you see, don't go by what you see on Instagram. Sometimes you'll see people with 50,000 followers. But if you really look at it, what I've noticed, if I see a dental practice with 50,000 followers, I look on their photos or their content and they've got about, 16 to 20 likes, those numbers don't add up to me. So then they've obviously paid for followers. So don't believe everything you see is what I'm saying, because it does take time.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
because half those followers would be fake. And then again, what they're doing, they've probably bought the followers and thought, okay, we look cool because we've got 50,000 followers, but really you're not getting the engagement, and the engagement is key.
Right. Okay.
So I definitely wouldn't go down that route of making it look like we have. I think be authentic, take your time, keep repeating, keep posting stuff every single day, spend time on it, and it will come. It will definitely come. Like, it just takes, it will take a while.
Just takes its time. Okay, so how do I gain that following then? Obviously, Instagram and Facebook have those hashtags and that lot. You know, how should I use them? Do I? Because obviously, some hashtags are got hundreds of millions of uses. Others have got a couple. You know, do I go with the small, like the smaller niche type hashtags, or do I go with the whole filled up wider fetch ones? Or
no, I would say mix them up, because so definitely hashtag whatever is relevant to your business. So, you know, for dental practice, dental hygienist, dental nurse, dental business, all of that, everything dental, hashtag it, and anything else you can think of. Because like, say like you did dental hashtag dental business tips. Okay, it might not have that many posts on it, or you know, it might be like a lower end of the hashtags, but somebody might actually type that in one day and be like, okay, I need some dental business tips, let me type that in, and it will come up with yours will be the first to come up with, because it hasn't been used that much. So mix it up, use the ones that are quite common, but also make up your own, also use the ones that you think people wouldn't use as much, because somebody will use it. So it's just good to mix it all up, and then you will get followers that way with the hashtags. Also again, like I said, the more you're posting, you're reaching different people, because there's an explore page on Instagram. So what it does, it just things that you have viewed. So say I've been all day clicking on different business, different dental businesses. Then in my explore page, it's going to come up with other dentists or other things that relate to that, what I've been clicking on.
Right.
The kind of relatable posts, if you will. So you know what? You will be seen on in loads of different ways. And then also ads as well, sponsored, and get yourself sponsored on Instagram or ads. Again, it's like Facebook ads. That's a whole other podcast, but yeah, that's definitely something to go with as well.
Okay, amazing. Well, thank you so much for the insight. I'm sure everyone is very appreciative, because I am a complete novice when it comes to Instagram. So I have my own Instagram for my Land Rover Defender. It has not got the following whatsoever, but I might actually start using these tips now. So thank you very much.
Oh, definitely. And another quick tip I'll give is definitely get people that you know, friends, family, whoever, to post about your page.
Okay.
Because the more people that post about it, whoever it is, friends, family, whatever, the more people that post about it, it will get more, obviously, views, more followers. Their followers will want to follow you because they're seeing it through their page. And it just kind of goes in a spiral, basically.
Just a whole full circle thing, really.
Yeah, word of mouth, definitely get people to push it for you, friends and whatnot. So definitely that's another great tip.
Superb. Well, let's wrap it up there. Thank you very much for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in to the Dental Business Guide podcast. We welcome your feedback, and if you're enjoying it, please let your friends know too. Until the next time on the Dental Business Guide podcast.